Hello, my name is Alfonsina Aldama, and today I'm going to walk you through a really important national security issue. The growing tensions between the United States and Iran, and specifically what's happening in the Strait of Hormuz. So this is a really important topic because of two main reasons. First, the Strait is one of the most critical energy choke points in the world. Around 20% of global oil supply passes through it. So even small disruptions can have immediate global economic consequences. And second, this is something we are actively seeing unfold in 2026, with rising tensions, disruptions to commercial shipping, and increasing pressure on global energy markets. So what I want to focus on is this question. How should the United States respond in a way that maintains deterrence, but avoids triggering a broader regional conflict? So to start, it helps to understand how we got here. So tensions between the US and Iran go back decades, especially to the 1979 Iranian Revolution. Before that, Iran had a government that was closely aligned with the US. But after the revolution, that relationship shifted completely. And since then, the relationship between the two countries has been shaped by ongoing conflict. So these tensions have centered around issues like Iran's nuclear program, US economic sanctions, and Iran's influence across the Middle East. More recently, things escalated after the United States withdrew from the nuclear agreement in 2018 and reimposed sanctions. So since then, the relationship has followed a pattern of pressure and response, with both sides taking actions that increase tension over time. But what's really important here is how Iran responds. Instead of engaging in direct military confrontation, Iran relies on asymmetric strategies, things like proxy networks, indirect attacks, and targeting economic vulnerabilities. And this is where it gets interesting. So the Strait of Hormuz is a narrow waterway located between Iran and the Arabian Peninsula, and it serves as a key route for global energy transportation. So because the Strait is so narrow and heavily used, it's also highly vulnerable. So even small disruptions like interference with commercial ships or threats to shipping routes can raise oil prices, increase insurance costs, and create instability in global markets. And this is exactly what we've been seeing recently. So since early 2026, tensions have escalated into more direct disruptions of maritime activity. Iran has targeted commercial shipping vessels and signaled its willingness to interfere with transit through the strait. Also, maritime insurance premiums have risen sharply, reflecting increased perceived risk, and global energy markets have responded with price volatility. So this isn't just theoretical, it's something actively unfolding. And what makes this especially challenging is that Iran doesn't actually need to fully close the strait to have an impact. Even limited interference or even just the threat of disruption is enough to create uncertainty and affect global markets. So this is where things get tricky for US policymakers. So on one hand, the United States needs to maintain freedom of navigation and protect global energy flows. But at the same time, any aggressive response risks escalating the situation into something much larger. So the real challenge becomes, how do you respond strongly enough to deter Iran without losing control of escalation? So given these challenges, what options are actually available to the United States? There are three main approaches. So the first option is increasing military action. This would involve expanding US air and naval strikes against Iranian military assets to maritime disruption, things like coastal missile systems, naval bases, or vessels involved in harassment operations. The objective would be to restore deterrence and reestablish control over the Strait of Hormuz. At first, this might seem like the strongest option, since it sends a clear signal that the United States is willing to act and reassures allies concerned about regional security and energy stability. But this is also where this approach presents escalation risks, particularly given Iran's reliance on asymmetric retaliation. The second option is deterrence and maritime containment, which makes this option more controlled. So instead of escalating offensively, the US focuses on securing the strait directly. Operationally, this would involve naval patrols, intelligence and surveillance operations, and coordinated escort missions for commercial vessels, especially energy shipments. This approach directly addresses the problem, which is disrupted shipping, while limiting escalation. But a key limitation here is that it does not eliminate Iran's ability to disrupt maritime activity, and it requires a sustained long-term commitment. The third option focuses on diplomatic de-escalation with conditional pressure. So this would involve pursuing negotiations, likely through intermediaries, while maintaining some level of military and economic pressure. The goal is to establish limits on escalation and prevent the conflict from expanding further while maintaining strategic flexibility. However, this approach depends heavily on Iranian cooperation and may be perceived as weakening U.S. credibility if it's not backed by credible deterrence. And there's also the risk that Iran could also use diplomacy strategically without changing its behavior. And so each of these options comes with trade-offs. And the biggest one is the balance between escalation and stability. More aggressive action might restore control quickly, but it also increases the risk of a broader conflict. So there's also the issue of overcommitment. The United States needs to maintain credibility, but at the same time, it wants to avoid getting pulled into a prolonged conflict. And economically, the stakes are high because global markets are highly sensitive to disruptions in this region. For example, we are currently witnessing price increases, higher transportation costs, and economic uncertainty. So the final question becomes, which of these options actually makes the most sense? And honestly, the most effective approach is a hybrid strategy. The United States should combine sustained deterrence, like maintaining a strong naval presence, with targeted diplomatic engagement. Under the current administration of Donald Trump, policy has emphasized strong military responses, which helps reinforce deterrence, but relying only on escalation increases the risk of a prolonged conflict. And that's really the key point here. This situation requires balance. A hybrid approach allows the U.S. to protect maritime security while also creating space to reduce tensions and manage escalation more effectively. So overall, this situation highlights how modern conflicts are not just military. They are also economic and strategic. And the challenge isn't just responding, but responding in a way that maintains control. And ultimately, a balanced approach gives the United States the best chance of doing that. Thank you.